You're about to listen to an interview conducted at Jamestown Community College in conjunction with the High School Bowl that was first on the air February 12th and 13th, 2022.
This segment of the High School Bowl comes to you from MTI, the Manufacturing Technology Institute in Jamestown, part of Jamestown Community College. And I'm pleased to have as my guests Holger Eckinger, the Vice President of Workforce Development, and Melissa Paduano, the Program Manager in Jamestown for Workforce Development. First, Holger, thank you for taking some time to sit down with me today.
Oh, thank you, Dennis, for allowing us to be here.
And Melissa, thanks also to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I want to dig deeply into what you do here, but I want to start gently with the audience. And I thought, since you are not known well to me and perhaps to some of our listeners, Holger, I just have you talk a little bit about yourself and your background and how you got here.
Sure, we'll do that. I grew up in Norway and came to the U.S. to go to school. And I spent about 26 years in higher education, worked for a community college in Indiana, Ivy Tech, a community college in Michigan, Macomb Community College, and then came to JCC a little bit over 2.5 years ago. And I was brought here to really focusing on the workforce development side of the college. And all of the listeners are familiar with the great certificate and degree programs that we have, but not so much what we do on our side. So hopefully during the interview, we can give the listeners and kind of an overview of what we do, how we do it, and why they should care about what we do.
One question that jumps to my mind as we sit here and record this on some kind of a winter day is, you're from a part of Scandinavia, so this probably is just normal life for you, the storms and the wind and all of that.
It is. This is like a day on the beach.
Pardon my explosive laughter. Is it a day on the beach for you too, Melissa?
I don't know if I'd say that, but I have learned to embrace the winters here, and I do love when it's nice and wintry. You can enjoy the outdoors here, which is plentiful with the cross-country skiing and regular skiing or snowshoeing. We have a lot of gifts around this area that I've come to appreciate in my adulthood.
Gifts. Okay. Next time I'm shoveling, I'll try and put it in that.
I think of that as a gift to my calories and my waistline then.
Now, a little bit about your background and how you came in to be a part of workforce development.
Absolutely. So I'm actually a newer addition here at Workforce Development. I joined the team here in November. I spent the last 5 years working for UPMC Chautauqua and in healthcare. But I've also had a lot of experience working in communities, either through Chautauqua Striders I was with for a while, or the Indu Center. And I'm generally just very passionate about our community and about the people in our community and supporting them with whatever next steps that happens to be in healthcare. Or I love the idea of working in higher education. And when I came here, you know, I love that they're all about meeting people where they are and figuring out how to help them be the best person they can be and meet their goals. And I was like, that's exactly where I want to be. And so workforce development just really spoke to me in that way. And I know, and I see it actually already in my small time here, that that's truly what we're doing here.
What is workforce development? Help us understand what you are, both of you are so robustly engaged in here.
So it's a very good question, Dennis. So we started out saying that everyone is typically familiar with the certificate and degree programs at the college and university. And we are the innovative side of the college, where we have great flexibility in how we work with employers, in how we design and develop solutions based on their needs, and also how we can quickly design and develop programs for individuals to come into that are typically not the semester or credit based, but really focusing on short-term flexible programs that are focusing on specific skill sets. And we can complete those programs in weeks, 10 weeks, but really focusing on jobs that are leading to better paying jobs. And we are not burdened by the typical bureaucracy you see in higher education. We have flexibility to design how we do it, who we bring in as instructors, when we offer the programs, and the flexibility that we now see that individuals are looking for. Short-term programs, flexible schedules, and then be able to get the support they might need in order to take advantage of these programs.
I'm going to extrapolate on this just a little bit and maybe exaggerate it slightly, but in the course of this pandemic, we've all become familiar with the term pop-up, one thing or another. But and maybe this is a little bit like a pop-up in that I hear you saying that you find people or businesses, organizations that are in need, and you offer them what they need at exactly the right location, and you do so in a very rapid and successful fashion. That's the story.
Yes, perfectly said. And it's really about how do we improve the lives of individuals through education, but do it a little bit different way. And when it comes to our ability to actually do that, depend on do we have enough money to purchase everything that we need. And we have been incredibly blessed with the support of the community, with the support of some of the local foundations that have given us money so we can stand up programs quickly, so we can do exactly that. We can quickly respond that we have instructors, that we have equipment, that we have the facility, that we have the programs and the support systems that students would need to come to us to take these programs.
We're going to have to take a break in a moment, but one other question I'll ask right now. Is it primarily manufacturing that you work with, or are there other aspects of employment and industry that you're working with as well?
We primarily and historically have done manufacturing, but we are expanding into other areas as well. We are into clean energy, with funding that allows us to now look at different types of program. We are looking at healthcare and potential offerings in that space. But most of what we currently do now is really looking at organizations that might have a need, maybe with quality, process improvements. Maybe they need to look at how they develop supervisory and leadership skills across the organization, any type of need that an organization have. And as you have seen now over the past 2 years, every industry has a need. No industry can get the talent that they need. So our role is trying to look at what programs can provide them with talent over a very short period of time. And the employers are working with us to identify what skill sets will I be hiring for. And our role is to get that up and running over a very short period of time.
Speaking of time, I need to take a quick break, but we will be right back. We're at the Manufacturing Technology Institute of Jamestown Community College in Jamestown with Holger Eckinger and Melissa Peduana.
This rebroadcast of a Jamestown Community College interview in conjunction with the High School Bowl is made possible by our sponsors, Jamestown Community College and the JCC Alumni Association, the Weinberg Financial Group, the Chautauqua County Humane Society, Pepsi, and the Chautauqua Region Community Foundation.
Back for the second of three segments of conversation with Holger Eckinger, the Vice President of Workforce Development, and Melissa Paduano, the Program Manager in Jamestown for Workforce Development at Jamestown Community College. It's been very interesting so far to learn about the excitement that you have for these programs. And I'm wondering if you would take a few minutes, one, the other, or both of you, to talk about success stories. I know there have been some very good programs just in the last few months as 2021 ended and 2022 began that have worked out very well for manufacturers or others in the community. Tell us some of the success stories.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be happy to go on this one. Even just this morning, we received a very exciting call. We had one of our first cohort of maintenance technicians graduated in December, this past December, and we had 9 graduate. One of our graduates called this morning, and I just wish you could hear the excitement in his voice as he told us that he was offered a position at one of our local industries, Purina, and for a significant amount, an increase in his pay from, he had been doing similar work, but had realized, in fact, he'd been doing it for about 7 years, but had realized he needed more. He needed a certification. He needed more skills. He needed some additional training to really move up and get where he wanted to go. And so he saw us advertise this program and decided to take a chance on it. And he did the 10 weeks of intensive instruction. And afterwards, he was just elated to tell us that this really gave him a foot in the door. He's been offered not only that position since December, but two other solid positions he was offered, and just decided to take the Purina one because he's from Dunkirk and expecting a child in the next few months. So a lot of excitement happening with him. But again, I just wish that you could hear the pride and excitement and just, yes, more people need to do this because this has really changed the direction of my career and my life.
And what was the 10-week program that he was in?
So he did a maintenance technician program. It's a 10-week intensive program where we have instructors come in and teach different parts of that. And he also learns foundational skills as well, like learning how to job search, learning interview skills. That all complements the 10 weeks as well. And he actually was hired on as a maintenance technician electrician.
Okay, that's
so
what
he hired right into the program right after the program.
So this has maintenance technician then for things that are related to electronics.
Yes, and I can let Holger talk a little bit more about that. He's a little more familiar with the details of that, of the actual programming.
So it is really a broad-based program. So student gets exposed to mechanical, to electrical, to fluid power, to control systems, to robotics. So it's really broad-based, and the skill sets coming out of the program allows them to take a variety of jobs. Primarily, we are targeting maintenance technician, but it allows them this really strong foundational knowledge in all of these different areas. And we don't expect every employer to need every skill set that comes out of this program, but they can pick and choose the one that the students have. And going back to what Melissa said, we talked a little bit about, in order for us to get these programs up and running, we need equipment. We need portable equipment and equipment that is reflective of what the industry is using. Mm-hmm. That's costing money. We need to make sure that we have kind of a wraparound support system. So from recruitment to coming in and addressing obstacles and barriers, we build in the accountability that you stay in the program. We will support you. We will address obstacles and barriers that could be with maybe childcare or transportation. And then we connect you to employers on the back end. And the employers have been part of this from the beginning in helping us define what skill sets we need to teach to. So, as I said earlier, we have been fortunate that we have had several foundations who believe in what we are doing and is given us money to quickly be able to stand up all of these components. So Carnahan Jackson, Hultquist, Sheldon, Ralph Wilson, and Cutco, all is saying, you know, this is different, this is new. This is exactly what the college should be doing on the workforce development side. And we are willing to invest in getting this going.
So with all of the community support that you have received and support from Jamestown Community College as well, tell me about the programs themselves, like the 10-week program you were just talking about. Is that a tuitioned program? Would a student pay themselves or would their employer? How does that work?
That's a great question. Right now, we actually offer the program free of charge, which I think is another thing that the student I was just talking about, he's like, it was free. It was this free learning opportunity. It's like a gift and has really changed his trajectory in his career. Not only that, but just as Holger was saying about the wraparound services, we're right in the midst right now of doing recruitment for our next cohort, which begins at the end of February. And I was interviewing one of our possible future students, and he was saying, you know, I have to travel in from Brockton, and that may be a problem in the future. And I said, you know what, we have an achievement coach who it's her sole job to work with you while you're going through this program to address issues like transportation. You know, she's going to help you figure out what the resources are in the community to support you getting to class every day during that time. And so it just really goes full circle, I feel like. Yeah. And we were really able to support them through these 10 weeks.
And this is another maintenance technician program that you're...
This is, yeah, the second cohort is going to begin at the end of February. So we're right now heavily recruiting for new people who are interested in this free 10-week program.
Wow. And I don't want to shift off that, but I understand you also have done or are having some successful programs with CNC?
Yes.
Yes, so we launched both programs in the fall, and one in the maintenance tech and one that is specific to CNC machining.
And CNC?
Is computer numerical control. So those two programs, again, both of them really focusing on skill sets, work on machines and equipment, and providing them with those skill sets free of charge, as Melissa said, due to the funding that we have received. And this educational experience is a little bit different. So we don't want to compete with the academic side of the college, but we want to target individuals that are typically underemployed. They might have been in a position in which there might not be a future. They might not make enough money where they currently are at. And maybe they don't think about JCC as something different other than the academic side of the college. What we try to do is to say, you can come to us. You can experience something that is a little bit different. Your goal is to get the skill sets for a better job. Improve income, family, community, and maybe long term, you want to come back to the college and maybe go for a certificate and a degree. So we have embedded within our program the ability to earn credit that the student can apply towards a certificate and or a degree. And we recognize that, yeah, today that might not be your focus, but a year from now, should you want to come back, we have made that pathway clear for you.
Holger Eckinger, Vice President of Workforce Development, the voice you just heard, along with him, Melissa Paduano, the Program Manager for Workforce Development here in Jamestown. And we have one more segment yet to go right after this.
The JCC interview you're listening to today was prepared for broadcast on High School Bowl February 12th and 13th, 2022. At the time of recording, there were still spaces available in the upcoming classes for maintenance technician and CNC machining at the Manufacturing Technology Institute at Jamestown Community College. For more information on those programs, I encourage you to contact either Holger Eckinger or Melissa Paduano at the Manufacturing Technology Institute at Jamestown Community College in Jamestown.
It has been an exceptionally exciting introduction to workforce development here at Jamestown Community College with Holger Eckinger, the Vice President of Workforce Development, and Melissa Paduano, the Program Manager for Workforce Development here in Jamestown. We have one segment left, and I guess I want to start by asking, where do you go from here in terms of the growth of this program? Hopefully we're communicating to a new audience that might be interested in it today. What are the next steps for you here?
Great question. So all of this have been piloted, and we have the ability to quickly try what hasn't been done before and make immediate changes and adjustments. Where we now are looking at is, we have an incredible opportunity for students, and we need more students to engage with us. If nothing more than to give Melissa or our recruiter, Julie, a call, attend an information session, or simply stop by and talk through what are we doing in the program and what it looks like and what we expected the students to do. So just the awareness that we have these free programs is key. We did not have full cohorts in the fall, and we do not have full cohorts for the two programs that are starting in February. So the awareness of individuals to say, you know what, I want to look into this and see if this is a right opportunity for me. That's one.
I agree. And even yesterday when we had an information section, we had a grandmother bring her grandson. I mean, I think these are things to think of when you're thinking of your family members. I know this has been a difficult couple years. We want to really reach those people. We want to reach your family members. We want to provide them with this unique opportunity of education that hopefully, again, we'll support you through and we'll get you through and we'll be free for you right now. So please think of your family members. Again, we have Julie, who's our recruiter out there. She's being very strategic in the places that she goes to try and recruit people. But word of mouth, I think Holger often says, is the best. So please share.
Well, and a common sense, I think, among people these days, collectively and individually, particularly 2 years into a global pandemic, is I'm so stuck.
Yeah.
And I'm just so, I can't get out of where I am, and I want a better future, and I don't know how to get it. And what you've communicated during the first couple of segments of this interview so far is that there's a really bright future right in front of you if you have skills in these areas and interest for you to enhance your job potential, your earning potential, the excitement and fulfillment in your own life.
I agree. And again, for those non-traditional students, we had a graduate from our CNC program who said he graduated high school and didn't give it a second thought to attend college. But then when this program came up to him, he was like, I think I can do that. And he's found exceptional success in it. And again, another person who is placed with a job that's well paying for him.
And are you looking for more people to help you put the programs on as well?
Yes, we are looking at additional employers to work with us. We need their input to make sure that we are constantly looking at their needs and how we reflect that in the program. And for the employers to come to information sessions and talk a little bit about their specific company and the opportunities they have for available jobs. We need employers to engage during the interview session or the aspect of the program and get an idea of who the students are in our program. So when they attend the job fair on the back end, they have a good idea of who's in our program and who they would like to interview and who they would like to hire. So the employer engagement and more of them is key. We also need to look at how do we sustain this? Very few things in life come for free. And this is an incredible opportunity that we have, again, as I said, the foundations that are willing to support this work. But we can't go on forever without this continued funding and for those that want to invest in us because we are doing the right thing, because it's really changing people's lives. One of the unique aspects of the program is that in order for us to provide value to the student and to the employers, we need teachers or instructors that come from industry who can make the learning experience real, who can relay what it looks like in industry and what actually is happening with the skill sets, the work that is being done. We need their expertise to come in and help us deliver this training. Whether you want to look at this as a part-time opportunity, we welcome you to come in and help us out. We have, in addition to these programs, other opportunities for them to help us out, but we need that industry experience to come in and to provide that teaching. And it makes it real for the student.
Absolutely.
It's very difficult for many students to understand what does a manufacturing environment look like. And I can understand the job skills that is reflected in the job position, but how do I translate that to the experience by working with equipment, understanding the equipment, being able to troubleshoot the equipment? And that's where we need the instructors to come in and help us.
And Melissa, you made it sound a little earlier in one of our segments that it's not just industry and manufacturing, but you're willing to take this to other areas of potential employment as well.
Absolutely. Like Holger mentioned before, we are looking in all different areas, whether that's entrepreneurship or that's clean energy. And again, another part of even the maintenance technician and CNC programs is that foundational development, learning how to build your resume, learning how to interview properly, learning how to communicate in a workplace environment. Those are all skills that not only do our manufacturing businesses want us to help our students have, but any business or any job you take is going to really look highly on those skills.
So as an example, Dennis, as Melissa said, we are focusing heavily on manufacturing right now, and that's the industrial automation side. But we also have funding now where we are developing program in building automation. And this is really looking at the growing industry sector, the way you control and reduce energy consumption, and the way employers can have cost savings by reducing the energy. But how you control buildings and environments, it's an art and a science, and we are putting together programs that, again, will provide the opportunities for students to go through the program for free.
We're going to have to wrap this up in a minute, and I'm wondering if this would be an appropriate thing to say to employers in the community at this moment. If you are out there scratching your head or banging your head against the wall saying, I need a person or I need more people with this skill, whatever that skill is, maybe the way to find those people or develop those people would begin with a call to one of you.
That is correct.
Yeah. I love the word that you use, develop those people too. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer than just saying, I need someone in the door. You know, they will need to go through a short-term training. But again, I think we're more than willing to listen and work with you to try and make that happen for our community.
It is novel and innovative and very exciting what you're doing here. I'm glad we've had the opportunity for you to educate me and to tell some of the story to our audience today, but we must close for now. Holger Eckinger is the Vice President of Workforce Development here at Jamestown Community College. Thank you very much. It's been wonderful to get to know you.
Thank you, Dennis.
And Melissa Paduano as well, the Program Manager for Workforce Development here in Jamestown. Thank you also.
Thank you.